Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there?
Testing one, two. Greetings. This is the Blog Talk, New Africa Business Association, Washington, D.C. Blog Talk Radio Show. Our sponsors are Bilal Bynum and Abdul Aziz Shaheed. We're on every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our call-in number is 657-383-1372. Do we have anyone on the line now? Or do we have anyone here listening up at this time that's on the phone that's listening? I don't know if we're cut off or not. Anyway, our email is New Africa Business Association or newafricaba@gmail.com. That's newafricaba@gmail.com. And our web is newafricabusinessassociation.com. Are you there, Brother Bilal?
Yeah, people like you. Help your immune system watch and respond to five cancer in two different ways.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yes. I can hear you now, yes.
I don't know what's going on.
He told me he had some type of problem, technical problem again. I'm not sure what it was. And I was trying to see if I could go ahead on carry on, but I didn't know if anyone could hear me or not.
I can hear you.
Okay. Who am I talking with?
This is Karima.
I'm from Lego.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what had happened there. Pardon?
Yeah, I only hear you. I haven't heard anyone else.
Yeah, is anyone on the board or not? I wonder. Anyway, I give out our information here. The New Africa Business Association. This week what we're doing is it's open mic night. And if any of our listeners are out there, we welcome you to join in our discussion. And what we'll be talking about is upcoming events that's happening today. Can you hear me there, Karima? Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
Okay. Yeah, what we'll be talking about is upcoming events that's happening in
Bilal
our place. What was that?
He's going to call back in.
Okay. Well, I don't have no control over that, however.
Carry the show on until he calls back in.
Okay, all right, definitely. Yes, and what we'll be discussing today, starting out, some of the events that's happening in the world today that's affecting our business. And we see that the Russian assault on this country is really, really taking a toll on us, short of supplies, short of everything that the humans need over there. And they're crying out for help. They're crying out for help from America and that, as well as the United Nations. But we find out no matter where there's, whether it's a war or whether it's just everyday life, it seems like we're running into some racism over there. And in spite of the fact that people are trying to get out of that country because they're under attack and their lives, many, many innocent people are in danger, seniors, women, children. And we have Africans that's over in the Ukraine, and it's showing on TV, on the national news, wherein Africans were being turned away from getting on the trains to leave the Ukraine to go over to Poland or one of the countries where the Russians wasn't attacking, where they could find safety. And it was showing them right up there discriminating against the Africans, telling them, no, you, not you. And they were letting the Europeans get on the train to leave there, and even showed wherein there was this African lady with her baby, a little baby, and it's as cold as it is over in that part of Europe, and that the people that were in charge of the train and that, they turned the lady away with the little child and that. And, you know, seeing that kind of stuff, that's very, very offensive, and it's heartbreaking, and you see that, because even though they're not Americans, they're still Africans. They're still people of color. And
absolutely.
we know this type of discrimination is continually going on in the world all over in places that you may not think is going on. But one of the other big problems with this war going on, how it's affecting our economy, people are arbitrarily raising the prices on things, and we have no way of controlling it. The government has never, ever controlled the price gouging. They claim they have made efforts, but the biggest price gouger that we see that the common people face here in America is the oil companies. The oil companies make an exceeding amount of money off of the American people as well as the U.S. government.
Yep, absolutely right, Isaiah.
I wonder, do we have anyone else on the line?
But Isaiah, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
All right.
Can you hear me, Aziz?
Yes, I got all
yes,
the mics.
Yes, I can hear you.
Everybody who's calling.
Okay.
I got all the mics open, so everybody should be able to share in on the conversation this evening. So like I said, I just want to make a few announcements before we open up the mics to all of our listeners. And that is, tomorrow is the beginning of the John Lewis Jubilee March. And that's going to be in Selma, Alabama. And so tomorrow will be the first day, and that will be from the 3rd until the 6th. And I'm hoping that Brother Sam Harris, as soon as he come in, I asked him to just go ahead and announce himself so we'll know he's here. And he will be able to give you a lot of information about the activities that will be going on, and also what they will be doing, because, as you know, it was their organization that bought 2 or 3 of the buildings in Selma. And those buildings are being renovated as we speak. So hopefully, like Brother Aziz was just talking about, the rip-off prices, I understand that the hotels are down there in Selma. Those white folks know that we come down there for this march, and they have jacked the rates up to around $400 a night to stay in motels. And there's only a few, so... So that's the kind of greed that is constantly going on in this country, regardless as to whether we're talking about war activities or not. That's not going to stop the greed. So, like I said, when Brother Sam Harris, when he comes on, I will just ask him to just go ahead and introduce, announce himself. But until he comes on, we will go ahead and just talk about some of the general things that we want to talk about this evening. And Brother Aziz, you just hit on one, is the war over in Ukraine. You know, not only, Brother Aziz, did it disappointed me also when I saw you mention a female. But I went on the internet and I saw where there was hundreds of Africans, black-looking folk, that was turned away from going on those trains, and they told them that they had to walk to wherever they was telling them to walk into death, because there was nowhere else for them to go. And they would either freeze to death or they would get caught up and get killed in the war, but they wouldn't get no a refuge from that country that we all are. See what's the destruction that's going on in over there in Ukraine and Russia. And, of course, you know, Ukraine is no more than a province of Russia, has been ever since we go back to the time of the Tsars. And, matter of fact, the Kiev of Khrushchev, that was his headquarters during his time of rule in Russia and all of but you know, there's a lot going on as far as the Ukrainians and the Russians and this war that and NATO. Brothers and sisters, you have to realize that the reason that Ukraine is not a member of NATO, because if Ukraine became a member of NATO, Putin, Russia, would have the United States and the rest of the United Nations right at its back door. And this
right.
is what, and this is what Russia is saying that we can't have. The United States and the United Nations right in our back door, I mean literally in our back door, with your nuclear weapons ready to blow us to bit in a second. And and of course, I am looking at, you know, the Illuminati, Brother Aziz, we all know, and many of you know about the Illuminati.
Yes.
And this is no more
Absolutely. Than
that's what's going on with this Illuminati, because I see that, you know, as far as I am concerned, I think that Ukraine was to be another Israel. And it was, and this is what Putin was definitely not going to have. Is a again that kind of power of having the United Nations right on top of them like that. And so Putin is taking back protecting his own, it's crazy they're over there fighting and killing each other. But it's not all Putin. It's white supremacy and the Zionists. And we know, like I said, if you, you're talking about big money, big business, and you're also talking about religious organizations that have nothing to do with anyone but white supremacists and the Zionists. So, again, they're fighting and killing each other. So, again, we're witnessing, like I said, we start trying to point the finger and trying to look at, but both sides need to, I would say, are guilty of interfering with the other side's survival or business affairs. So seeing that, and especially when they tricked away black folks from getting on the trains or having anything to do, are seeing racism. Because we know that the Zionists and the white supremacists, we already know how they feel about us. We've been dealing with that struggle ever since slavery. So with that said, like I said, I know I listened to the president's address that he gave to the nation last night. I didn't hear one thing that had anything to do with African Americans and our productivity. I did hear where all of these monies, where all the stimulus monies were going to be spent, but I didn't hear anything about African Americans contracting or any kind of business opportunities for African Americans. The only thing I heard them say African Americans would get out of this is a job increase to $15 a minimum an hour. And I am saying that $15 minimum an hour at today's economy, what can you buy? And the difference between the income here in America between white Americans and African Americans, white Americans, the average family of two, makes over $100,000 a year. African Americans, the family of two at making a minimum wages of $15 an hour, you're lucky if the two of you bring in $75,000 or $60,000 a year. So that's why the average African Americans, they say we're the lowest in the country when it comes to home ownership. Well, no wonder we're the lowest in the country when it comes to home ownership. We are the lowest in the country when it comes to opportunities to make money. And my goodness, we look back at our history. We are the Black Belt Wall Street, and we know what happened to Wall Street. And that same oil that made the Black Belt and Wall Street of being able to finance the Black Belt as the way African Americans during the time of Wall Street, and of course we were going through segregation, that was some of our most productive times ever in our history. But now that was taken away. You know, Tulsa was started by, at least Oklahoma, the entire territory of Oklahoma was called Indian Territory. Oklahoma didn't even have a name. It was called Indian Territory. And the Native Americans accepted the slaves, African Americans, who was trying to escape from the horrors that the same Native Americans was escaping from. And they were all placed in this place called, we call Oklahoma today. But that particular territory was supposed to be a territory where one just couldn't survive. But Almighty God blessed those Native Americans along with the African Americans that the Native Americans accepted, and they found that they had the richest land in the entire world, because Oklahoma is loaded with oil. And the place Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was started by a mixed breed of Native Americans and African Americans, started Black Wall Street. And, of course, today, that same Black Wall Street, white Americans have taken it, and that river of oil that was running through there is still going through there. The only difference is that that oil now is in huge containers rather than you will see an ocean of oil flowing the way it was when J. Paul Getty and all those other white supremacists, along with the federal government's help, was able to take. And, of course, we know about the destruction of that the white supremacists, along with the federal government support, took that fortune away from Black Belt Wall Street and stop the advance that we were making all over this country financially. And today,
deliberately,
the same flow of oil and the same richness that was coming from that oil 100 years ago is still being productive, but it's being productive to white communities. Brother Aziz, do you know also that this country is saying that they're getting ready to send $1 billion to Ukraine? Brother Aziz,
yes.
When in the world have we, all during slavery, the Native Americans, they had all of their lands and all confiscated. When did we ever get a proposal or any money that saying they'll send us $1 billion? But here it is, one of their own that look that not only look like them, but is one of them. They are ready now that because they're going through disruptions, and like you said, they're killing each other. We don't have any. We didn't do it. We don't have nothing to do with this. But nevertheless, look how they can find the resources and monies for white folks, but yet and still, those of us who they have never done nothing but taken from, when have they ever proposed $1 billion? So we can find financially opportunities in this country. So, like I said, and then, of course, the Jubilee March that's going on with the John Lewis March, there is the voting rights is trying to be taken away from African Americans. Brothers and sisters, do you realize if this voting right is taken away from us, we're not even citizens of this country? There is nothing that we would be able to do because we wouldn't have the legislated voting rights to have any rights whatsoever. So, again, these mics, this weekend at the Jubilee March, trying to march and pass the voting rights bill, that is something that we all have to take extremely serious. And again, that's where I am going to, at this point, turn over the mics to all of our listeners. Not unless you have another comment, Brother Aziz. If not, then I am going to turn the mic over, and after you speak, we need to have our regional, our Northeast regional director, and that is Sister Woods, to come on, and we're talking about Queen Lewis, Sister Queen Lewis. She will be coming on, and she will be making some comments. And like I said, our mics after that will be open to all of our listeners, and we will certainly welcome your comments. And again, Brother Harris, whenever you come on, just make yourself known. So, Brother Aziz, I'm gonna ask you if you have any more comments. If so, go ahead and make them. If not, then Ms. Woods, are you with us? Ms. Lewis, Queen.
Yeah.
Ms. Lewis, are you? Ms. Woods, are you with us? All right. Well, whenever she, whenever she comes on, we'll look forward to her comments. Let me see. Do we have anyone? Oh, I'm sorry, Brother Aziz. Was there any comments that you wanted to make?
Yes. One of the things was you were mentioning about the Zionists over in over in the country. And what I found out, Brother Bilal, is the Ukraine and all that, you know, the president of Ukraine's first name is Vladimir, right? Vladimir, right?
Yes.
And Putin's first name is Vladimir. So
mm-hmm.
we know it's just spelled a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they speak the same language and everything. Now, a lot of people don't know that during the so-called Russian Revolution in 1907 or something like that, between the Bolsheviks and the Tsar, they don't know who really the Bolsheviks were. The Bolsheviks were the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the war was against. They were taking over the country. They had great control over the financial assets of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Had Russia like they had the German people. Almost down on their down, you know, they had broken them. They were in financial debt. They were, you know, the people were being used and abused. And this is the same thing happened with that revolution. They call it the revolution of the red against the white. You know, that's what they say, the revolution, the Bolsheviks, you know, were fighting against the red, which was the communists.
Mm-hmm.
So this here stuff goes back a lot farther than a lot of people realize, that all of those little countries around there, Belarus, Lithuania, Ukraine, and all them, they were really European tribes running around there at the time. They were different tribes. And Russia tried to pull all these tribes together to make them one country. But because they were different tribes, they wanted their tribal land. And that's how we got the Ukraine and Lithuania, Belarus. Hungary, you know, all of these little countries were named after different little tribes. And it's tribalism in a big way that folks don't know. It's just not communism taking over innocent people. It's different little European tribes fighting against one another. And as, you know, we were mentioned earlier in the conversation we had offline, Brother Bilal, was that we see, because of this blatant racism that's existing in the evacuation of the people. And, I mean, it's not just something that just happened to happen coincidentally. It was deliberate. And when you turn a baby away, I don't care, a woman away and her baby trying to get the safety, I don't care who they are in that. It's a crime against humanity, a big crime against humanity. And these jokers are talking about how the Russians are, you know, committing a crime against humanity against them, and here they are doing the same thing. I can't say I don't feel for people that are being overrun that didn't do nothing to anyone else, but when they start committing crimes like this here, I would say, as they say, and it's permissible to say nowadays, they need a real, those Ukrainians need a real ass whipping. They really do, because what they're doing is wrong. And as you said, brother, it is appalling for the United States to send $1 billion aid to the Ukraine, and they held up the black farmers from getting paid. And I don't know if the black farmers have fully gotten paid yet. They lost money over 20-some years fighting a lawsuit. And they don't think these people that live right here in America deserve to be taken care of first. Charity starts at home. Unless you are racist, bigoted, and evil people, then you don't give no charity at home if you're these kind of people. And we're seeing that this is a problem. This is a figure, entity, a body of people that would rather give charity to other places away from where they live and watch their own fellow countrymen deteriorate. It's sad, brother. It's real sad. I remember a movie that was back in the 60s. It was called The Day the Earth Stood Still. And this movie was about where another person that looked like it was a human and a robot came to Earth in a flying saucer, and they came down to tell Earth that you have a certain amount of time, and if you do not stop this warfare that's going on between the countries, they say, we've watched you from a distance for many a years, and we've watched how uncivilized you are fighting against one another instead of finding peace. And we're saying, if you don't straighten up, this robot here is programmed to come to any place where there's chaos and destruction going on and stop that stuff. And this is what's happening right today, that we see that no matter what, these people are not peace seekers. I understand what Russia's saying because of the game they play. Russia was ran out of Cuba because the United States said, we're not going to let you be in our back door like that, and especially when they showed the ships from the spy planes or whatever, aerial reconnaissance, they showed the ships with the missiles on them. It wasn't like the United States was wrong in what they said the Russians were doing. It was quite visible. They had missiles that they were going to set up in Cuba and tell the USA, one more word and threat out of you, we're launching these missiles, and we can get to you before you can get to Russia.
That's right.
That's simple. So, yeah, so Russia got a legal beef right there because of the game that the two countries play with one another.
And
but
I
if
see,
both people were seeking, yes, sir.
You notice that the United Nations, the Americans, never talked about this. They just talked about that Russia was invading. But they never talked about the fact that they were setting up or they was trying to. And see, that's one of the reasons why the United States wouldn't accept Ukraine into NATO. Because they knew it was going to set off a war. Russia, Putin was not going to have all of these Americans along with the entire United Nations right, I mean, just a few miles. Somewhere you could drive a vehicle, a truck, you could be there in a half an hour. Just think how quick the missiles could have hit. And I'm saying missiles from all over the world, because we would be
right.
See, they never talk, and they still don't talk about this. But it took it took us to observe what was going on the train, and we all knew at that point, wait a minute, this ain't nothing but that Zionist. Again, when we say Zionists, we're talking about Jews and white Christians doing their white supremacy thing. And now they're asking us all to come and die in their cause, even though they are white supremacists, all of them.
Right.
So
we have to cut that out.
Our mics are open, Brother Aziz. Unless you, and I'm sorry, go ahead, continue. I don't want to stop, but I wanted to emphasize the fact that the news media is not telling us the whole story. They're just trying to make it look like Russia ain't doing nothing. I'm not trying to give Russia no credit. Putin don't mean nothing. Putin is just another white supremacist. Who would kill me quicker than he would a Ukrainian because they hate black folks. But again, as far as what's going on, Ukraine breaking away from Russia, and you know that the Zionists took up, well, matter of fact, it was the Zionists who actually did the breaking away. And I said, they're trying to form another Israel right there in Russia's backyard. And and that's what this war is all about. Russia wasn't going to have it. And Russia is saying, we're going to we're not going to give you a chance, and we're not going to give the United Nations a chance to come in and destroy us before we try to destroy you. It's a hateful thing that's going on, and it's dangerous. It's a dangerous tool for all. Russia has more nuclear weapons than anyone in the world. And but at the same time, all of them have enough nuclear weapons to just about take out just about everything in the world. So we're living in some this white supremacy thing. We just had an insurrection right here in this country, and our biggest problem in the United States, our number one problem as far as security, is white supremacy. You got a truck convoy that's on its way right here. No reason for them to come because, again, there is no reason. We don't wear the mask no more. But they make the excuse that we're coming to demonstrate. No, they ain't demonstrate. This ain't nothing but another one, a continuation of the insurrection that is already happening. The thing about it, I don't know why these white folks allow this kind of activity. Just think if it was black and we came to and did an insurrection at the Capitol, and now we're a month later we're saying we want a permit to come in to demonstrate wearing some masks. Do you think it would have been permitted? First of all, they would have killed most of us at that insurrection. So again, Brother Ozzie,
that's right.
I'm going to let you conclude, and then we're going to ask again. Is Sister Wood, Sister Woods, are you with us yet? Okay. In that case, Brother Ozzie, we'll finish it up, and we'll just go ahead and open the mic. Our mics are open. Everybody who can hear us, we can certainly hear them. So as soon as we don't have nobody on mute. So, Brother Aziz, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but like you said, you know how you and I always talk.
Yeah,
and if one have something with that, we're co-hosting with each other is because we know our communications. And so, again, I'm going to turn it back over to you. And then you can open it up to the open mic.
Yes, I wanted to say, one of the things when we've seen governments like this out of control, making historical moves like that, and the book that most of them read, I'll say the Holy Bible. We've seen Almighty God. We've seen, we've seen Allah come in and destroy evil and wickedness in many different ways. So this is one thing that these perpetrators have to, but they don't keep in mind at all. It'll probably be so much devastation in that allowed to be taking place on people in that, but it's going to come to a head.
Yeah.
World War One, World War Two, all of those millions of people that died during that were not at war, just innocent people living in their homes, the people in England and that had to go to the bomb shelters, and well, there's many other places, France, and they had to go to the bomb shelters and all that. But the idea is the continued fighting. And the horror of it all was that these were Christian nations fighting against one another. Believers in Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, believing in what he taught and all that. And they couldn't find room to find peace among themselves without killing millions of themselves, as well as destroying all kinds of properties, looting people's homes, the wealthy, the wealthy fled with, I guess, with the gold that they had. They had to leave everything else behind, not all this. And this stuff was looted and stolen and taken all over the planet Earth. And you have the Jews who said that they had so much taken from them during World War II. You have them form their own commission to go around the world looking for so-called war criminals. We, who the most crimes in the world have been committed against the people of Africa that came out of Africa, we have nothing like that to go find the victims who killed us, because we don't have to look for. All you have to do is look around you, and you see these things going on. That's why when we see a lot of these interfaith organizations, you know, coming together and saying, you know, let's do interfaith. One of the interfaith things we need to do is get it straight. African Americans need to come together as one, not only to pray together. And the reason why we need to come together to pray together is because no matter how high up we think we are in this society, we see those that are high up get taken down as though they never were anything. It's like you can have 1,000 attaboys and you get one, or you messed up, that takes you right on down. If you're African-American, this stuff about driving while black and all that, all of these things are reasons why we should do business together. We should do business together. Buy from those that are already established, and things that we don't have, come together as a group and buy things. Buy a franchise here. Open this store over here, a drug store, a hardware store, things like that. Other folks have that mentality. They find something, but we are leaders in every aspect. We are the money. We are the money for this country in every way you can think of. Not only the economy that we have when we buy, our buying power is in that, but we are the money because it's the things that we do that many of us don't have the money for to go ahead on and bring it into fruition. Those that have the money outside of our people, they latch on to the idea. They go paid, mark, and threaten. The worst thing we know that has happened to us today that we think is a real atrocity, it is that African Americans do not own the name the Black Wall Street. That is just appalling.
Because, you know, this is Queen Ella Woods. I'm actually on now. I wanted to make sure that I was able to get on before I have a guest coming on at 8 p.m. I had a couple of questions. The march on Selma, how was that organized? Is Brother Green, is it Brother Green?
And Brother Harris, and let me see. Brother Harris, let me see if he come on with us yet. Brother Harris, are you with us yet?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, Brother Harris.
Okay. Brother Harris, if you can, give us some information on that, so, because I'm preparing to be there. I'm with Black Wall. I'm actually with Elder Bynum. I have my own group, Black Wall Street Connections. Kind of spun off of the USA group when things went down on that. And I have my own team still on the regional northeast side that we're still in the movement. We also have the Midwest. I think the director is on the call tonight from there, and I may have New York and I believe New Jersey's on also. But I know I will be there to represent us and Black Belt for Elder Bynum and Aziz, Brother Aziz. So I wanted to get some information from you so I can be, you know, there supporting you and we can connect.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I would definitely love that. So this week a lot of amazing things are happening. So first thing is that we're going to meet at the foot of the bridge, which is where our buildings are located, on the corner of Water and Broad, our building numbers are building number 1 and 2. So it's on the corner.
Okay.
You can't miss it. Actually, building 1, 2, and 3, I'm sorry, on the corner on Broad Street. And you can call me directly. My direct number is
813-515. I've got to do it another way so I'm not dialing on this call. So
okay, you know what we can
that.
Do? So that you're not dialing on the call, what we'll do is we'll make sure that you get the information. Brother Bonham, could you make sure she get my information?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Go ahead and just put your information out so others who are listening, just put it out anyway. But yes, yeah,
okay.
Call.
Okay, what is it?
It's 813-358-5947.
Okay.
That's the office number, and I always have my office number on me, so you can reach me. That's 813-358-5947.
And it's Harris?
Yes, it's Sam, and last name is Harris.
Okay, Sam. Be there tomorrow sometime. What day, when are you actually going to be meeting?
So we're already in Selma, and we're going to be meeting with different developers throughout the rest of the week. So we're going to be up at our buildings on Saturday and Sunday. But if you're there and you want to get together, I'll be more than happy to meet up with you prior to that. That's no problem.
Okay, because I've got a minister and some people coming. What is the address, sir?
Since I won't be making it down, she'll be the voice for Brother Aziz and I. So go ahead, brother.
Yes.
I make your comments, and I think Ms. Woods have several different state directors that's going to give us some information. So, but
okay.
Go ahead, Brother Harris, and we'll turn it over to Ms. Woods after you finish.
All right, so the address where we're going to meet on Sunday morning, it is 1 Broad Street, the number 1 Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's Selma, Alabama, and that's 36701. You can't miss it. It's on the corner of Broad and Water. And the reason why we're going to meet there, this is the first time in the history of Selma that African Americans are on the corner block. This is the first celebration that we are going to have where we have more than 40% of the buildings downtown are owned by African Americans. So there's a movement happening.
Right.
For those of you that are coming, not only do we need you to come there to support, but we need you to come with your ideas, your plans. What do you want to do in your area? Selma is a place where we can recharge and refocus so that we can not only help Selma, but help all the other places throughout the U.S. that need our help. So I'm looking forward to engaging with anyone that wants to do things at a high level. African-American excellence is what we're looking for. We're not looking for anybody that just wants to talk. We want doers. We want people that are going to act and do what they say they're going to do, because we're in a special time right now. This is a moment that you will look back 10 years from now, and if you did not become a part of the movement, you would have wished you had. African-American men and women are going to build the wealth of our generations over the next 10 years by working with men and women like yourself that are on this call. So we're super excited about Selma, what's happening. There's a lot of good things that are going to come out of this.
Correct. I'm super excited also to be a part. Now, are we just meeting Sunday, or what's going on the 3rd, you know, and the 4th and the 5th?
So there are more than 30 different events that are going on. So you can be able to plug into any of the things that are going on, but we're not being involved with anything that has nothing to do with economics. If it doesn't have to do with growing a business, growing economics, buying back the block, buying real estate, we can't support none of that because we've had too much of that for too long. And that's why Selma and other cities are in the situation that we're in. We keep singing Kumbaya and singing the same daggum song. We need economics. We need for African American men and women to lead in every sector of this country. And we cannot do them by talking about what didn't happen, what should have happened, what could have happened. We got to get to work, and we got to be the ones that do it.
I totally agree. I'm actually in the real estate and financial arena, so I'm super excited to meet you. So for you, we're meeting you on Sunday.
That is correct. Yeah.
And what's the time again? Because that's my phone that
so
just got disconnected.
We're going to set up at 7 a.m., and we're going to be there until the march happens. Kamala Harris will be there to speak at the foot of the bridge. So we're going to have an excellent location so that we can engage and talk but be able to see everything that's going on. And our buildings are right there where everything's going to be happening.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there a little earlier. I'm going to still go and look through the community because I am interested in collaborating with you to get buy up some of that real estate. Of course, some of it they owe us anyway, so we're going to talk about that also. If you're available maybe Saturday, I would like to meet up with you before the Sunday event so we can kind of do
absolutely.
Some strategy planning. I know I'm going to come
absolutely.
In tomorrow, but I'll be like up in, I think it's called Plant, it's not Clinton, but it's called Clanton or something like that, Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a little ways. That's just a little ways up. So you're going to be there.
Do you have any hotels anywhere else?
All the hotels in the Selma area is booked, so you have to go to the outside area.
Yeah, so that was closest. Okay, well, whatever I got to do right now, it's time for us to be about it, not talk about it. So thank you again. Look forward to meeting with you.
Yeah.
And let's let God be God and the enemies be scattered.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Sister Woods, the mics are open, so if you want to introduce any of your guests or speak to any of your guests, they can hear you and hear them. So you are over to you.
Thank you so much, Elder Bynum and Brother Aziz, for definitely staying the course all these years and keeping this platform available for us as a people. And as a community and whole, wanted to see if one of my state directors, Shanae McIver from New Jersey, if she's available. Are you there, Shanae? Let me see if Iona Peavy is available. I know I invited her. She had Bible study, but she's out of the Missouri area. We had a little problem getting on because we were on the actual website. I don't know if you can actually talk on the website. I just got the number from Dr. Stone. So
Let me give the number out real fast in case your folks hear me and they can call in. Our call in number is 657-383-1372. 657-383-1372. So all of those that may be on internet and would like to participate live, just dial that number, and we have the capacity to take on at least 1,000 callers. So callers, you are welcome to call in. Ms. Woods, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you, sir. I'm hoping that I have my guest on. Her name is Coach Max. She's co-founder of the Trade Authority. She's a woman of God, a mentor to thousands, hundreds of thousands in the Forex platform area. Are you there, Coach Max? I've got an echo here. Hold on. Okay, I'm not sure if she's here or not. I definitely
I think that would be a good spinoff because of what we're about to launch is it's actually a free website that you can come on and learn about cryptocurrency, Forex, and the trading platform. She's we're going to say a seven-figure trader. She teaches. She's a, right now director of Epic. She organized the program for Epic Kids, which we're looking to talk to, and we're looking to actually spread this through our community in the after-school program area, where we will be able to. Our goal is to really what we call take the. I can't even think right now. I'm out of town right now. I'm be traveling. But basically, we want to deal with the juvenile delinquencies and also juvenile recidivism. We want to shut it down, you know, because everything now is to be prevented. We need to prevent things from happening. So if we start with our young people, we get them from doing all the Nintendos and the other Sega Genesis and all these other game systems and put them in gaming systems that's going to actually bring us into an empowerment mode where our young people will then be, you know, learning how to do banking systems because, you know, currency is about to be exempt when it comes to actually the paper dollar bill and the coins. So bringing education, this is what we're really about, and we're driving our young people to the better place because at this time in this season, if we look around, it doesn't look good. But we can, like you were saying, Brother Harris, we can literally change a paradigm in our own communities if we just come together. We can't talk about it anymore. We got to be about it. The booths and having, like, clothes and all of that, that's fine. But right now we need economic change. We need more people buying real estate. We need to control the real estate. We need to control the banking system. We need to be in control of how money moves in the community. We have to take control. And I believe that your platform here, Elder Bynum and Brother Z, it is here so we can now start really bringing people forth so we can actually have people here educating our people on insurance, the necessary need to have it when our children are born, entrepreneurs buying up some of these businesses that are just going out of business. I mean, I've got a wealth of knowledge, and I'm looking forward to sharing it. Everything is not about money, but right now wealth is about empowerment, and it's about knowledge, and that is what's power, and that's what's going to empower our communities to advance in this next 10 years, because if we don't get there, we're lost. We're going to be lost.
Absolutely.
Coach Max, are you here at all?
Absolutely.
You can go ahead, Brother Harris. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sister Woods, I mean, I just wanted to just reiterate, like, what you were saying. It is so amazing. We did a study on the Jackson family. The Jackson family is responsible for over $1 trillion of direct impact of economic upward mobility in America when you take into account all of the concerts, the music, the television shows, the commercials, the advertisements, the real estate, the endorsements. New fashions being created. This one family from an African-American community that lived in a 900-square-foot home that had some parents that wanted to teach them some values, they impacted our economy by $1 trillion. And see, what people don't realize, their content wasn't just bought in America. People were bought it in Asia, in England, Australia, Africa, Russia, Ukraine. Anywhere on the planet, they were buying all of this stuff that impacted industries. African-American men and women, we are great impactors and visionaries. But unfortunately, we don't own the daggone block or the content or the IP. And I am just so thrilled what you're doing with your organization and the people that you have that you're bringing to the table because we need more high-growth entrepreneurs that are thinking at a high level that can help us do what we call 100X. In order for us to solve all the problems that you talked about, and that your platform is aiming on, we have to 100X our ability, our social talent, our human capital, and our financial capital, 100X in the next 10 years in order for us to even get at even. That's how bad it is in the African-American community as a whole. Now, there are a lot of us that are doing well on our own, but when you look at the entire group, we're in some serious challenges, but we can overcome them, as you said so eloquently, by working together.
Yes, sir. And that's our promise. You know, we're gonna really, this platform that she's developed this weekend, we had a women's empowerment conference in the Jacksonville area, and I didn't realize Jacksonville is such a, it's got a plethora of things for us as African Americans. It's actually 80% black. I didn't even know that. It's Indian, black and brown and red here.
And the port here
is the only airport that has an international airport that doesn't even have international flights. Would you believe that? I've never heard of anything like that in my life. And then I went down to Old Town St. Augustine yesterday, and that's all Seminole land. But those Caucasians, I don't mind my brothers getting stuff, but, I mean, we got to start taking it back. It's available support, really. And that's what I believe the next few weeks we want to really, after the march next week, this week coming, that we can start bringing programs and educational pieces on here where we're talking about how we can pick up this land, the affirmative action core groups that they have developed so we can get land, but we have to have businesses, helping people be able to set up their 501c3s and have them really fully working or having the for-profits in place. Buying up some of these businesses that people are retiring that their children don't even want, funeral homes, owning more funeral homes. We've got to get in here and start really building our communities and getting something. What about having, you know, there's a lot of companies that go out of business every year that we as African Americans can camp together and pool our finances and revenue, and we can start buying up these companies. FedEx, they have trucking companies that go out of business, just like the other ones, but they're franchises, and we need to look into that. I'm actually getting into that business. Then we need to get more into the import-export business. I mean, we've got to pull this together, bring people on here that know how to do it and not afraid to share, because that's the only way. Black people, for some reason, they don't want to spend no money. They think they're supposed to get everything free, but we know that in order to have anything, you've got to pay a price, and our forefathers, they paid a price. I'm going down here for this voting rights thing because I believe in it, because I met Amelia Boynton Robinson back in 2009, and she shared about the bill. But we got to stop having a bill for voting rights. We need an act, because acts stand. They don't go away. And this right now, we got to believe that come this weekend that we make some movement not only on the earth but in the heavens, because what happened in the heavens is still going on today. The sun still hangs. The moon comes and shines when it needs to, and the waters flow like they have to. So I'm praying that my presence there, if it's just one, they say, we know that we can make a difference. But I know I've got my brother down there and a team, and I'm excited to support the vision for you and Aziz Elder Bynum, so that way we are moving forward. And also Dr. Stone, because she has a part in this too. She's the reason I even got to meet you both. So I thank God for her. So taking it back, I don't know if the young lady is on here. Coach Max, have you joined the call? I'm not sure what happened to our guest tonight. We had a really full weekend. I'm going to get you some information, Elder Bynum, because I think everybody needs to learn about Forex trading. Because at one time, they didn't even allow black people to be a part of it. And if you've been in the financial arena, Elder Bynum, for 40 years plus, you know what I'm talking about. We weren't able to take the Series 6. We weren't able to take the Series 7. We weren't able to become agents. You know, they have a limit. They always limited us for what they wanted us to know. And right now, I have a young lady that, when I say God has blessed her, she can reach the masses at 29. And she can reach our young people. And we've got to put more programs out here and take advantage of the opportunity where we might be able to we might have to do what they call segregation again. We need to now separate. We need to have schools for our children. I'm sorry, I'm just being real. We may have no choice.
That's right.
Mr. Woods, I'm going to open the mics up and see if there's any questions for you. For any of our guest speakers that you've heard, if anyone have any questions, we're going to open the mics up, and we'll share your questions. Our mics are open. Okay, we will just continue, and when our participants are ready, they will participate. I'm sorry, let's go right ahead. But let me just go ahead and give the call-in number, because I noticed that we still are getting some call-in from, and so let me just, and they may be coming from the internet, folks who are listening to us on the internet. Our call-in number for you, for those of you that wish to participate, that call-in number is 657-383-1372. And Brother Harris, make certain you give your number. We still got plenty of time. But we want to make certain that those of you who are going down to Selma, I would call Brother Harris as soon as I got to that location, and then he will take care of you from there. So again, anyone have any questions? We ask you go ahead and ask your questions, or if you like to make a statement, we'll be glad to listen to your statement. So our mics are open.
Well, I was going to make a statement. I agree with what the lady made mention about import export. That's a business that people should get involved with.
Yes, sir.
Would you
introduce yourself?
My name is Mr. Pianki. I'm calling from the Midwest and South.
Go ahead.
Now, there's already acts like the AGOA Act, which has to do with the African continent, any place, African Growth and Opportunity Act, where certain goods and products that's manufactured can be brought back into the United States duty and tariffs free. And that's a good thing. So I agree with the import expert. Now, on the John Lewis Voters' Right Act, I don't agree with that myself personally. I don't think that that's needed, and if it is, it should be applied to those areas where they have those questions. Even the 1965 Voters' Rights Act had to do with registration, and at any time a municipality or area that was affected by it could have opted out if they chose to. So I just want to leave those two opinions.
Well, we thank you for your comments. Our mics are open. Anyone who have comments, we welcome your comments.
You know, I wanted to hear why. Okay, so the Voters Act, I thought it was a bill that was passed back in 1965. That's why every 25 years we've got to get it reinstated. So the bill was based on, is it the registration that keeps firing?
I know one thing. If you're not registered, you're not going to vote. So, it's, you know, let's not make mountains out of molehills. If you're not registered, you're not going to vote. And that goes for any of us. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joyce, Sister Joyce. I'm out of Oklahoma City. I've been listening to... Good evening, everyone. But I've been listening to the discussion. And what we have to do, we're getting back to basics. You know, when we were children, my mother used to sing a song. She said, give me that old-time religion. Well, not only do we might not need, I mean, we need, of course, old-time religion, but we need old-time ways of doing things. We need to get back to basics. Because I heard Brother Bilal say, the rooms have gone up to $400+ in some places in order to participate in the event, the Jubilee, is going to be going on this week. We should go and, honey, I'm going to tell you, if I had to sleep on a pallet, because I'm not above it, if I had to bring a sleeping bag like we are planning to do over here in Tulsa, if everything would have worked out the way we had planned, we need to start keeping our money as best as we can in our own pocket and let them have their $400 rooms for themselves. Because, unless it's luxury living, and I don't know what rooms cost, but unless it's luxury living, I don't want to walk into a room and see two little beds and a shower and things of this nature, and I'm paying you $400 for it. So we need to find people where we can get a piece of chichi, a biscuit, a slice of chocolate cake like we did back in the day. Well, you know, the yellow cake with the chocolate icing. And we need to get back to some people saying, let me introduce you to Sister Joyce. She needs a room. And some of you will recall. And that person would come up and the whole family would just welcome you in. And the little children, are you all right? Are you all right? That's how you know you're welcome. But just to walk into a room in a hotel that you couldn't go into too many years ago without being lynched, and you're going to pay them $400, remember where you are. I thank you for your time. I'll be back on maybe, but right now I'm going to let somebody else have a time. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us, Brother Harris. Thank you, Sister Joyce. Brother Harris, you might want to comment behind that.
All right. So, yeah, Brother Bynum, I try to stay focused just on the economics. I get it. But the one thing that I see when I travel all across this country, our community is on ICU. And the only thing that can change that, of course, is prayer. But with prayer, it says, without works, faith is dead. So we got to get to work creating high-growth entrepreneurship in all these areas so that, like Sister Stone just said, so that when families come to our communities, they feel welcome. We need to be the ones leading that charge. So if you're going to be in Selma, not only just come there to be a part of what's going on, but come with the mind that you're going to invest, that you're going to buy, that you're going to network, that you're going to collaborate, that you're going to do more than just what you did the year before and the years before. So you have my direct number is 813-358-5947. You can call me while you're there in Selma. Even if you don't make it in Selma, call anyway, because your voice, your inspiration will help all of us try to get our community to that next level. But we need each of us to be laser beam focused on building the economic front in our community. We have all these other issues, and they're important. But the only way we're going to be able to help those issues that we all talk about is we got to get the money and the industries working for our favor. We have to be the ones leading in every charge. Don't wait on Washington to lead. Don't wait on your local government to lead. Don't wait on anybody else to lead, because wait is what broke the bridge. You go out and lead. and do something that can make a difference and make a mark that can never be erased. That's what we need. Thank you, Brother Bonham.
Thank you. And Sister Woods, we have helped quite a few callers.
I have my guest on now, also, Coach Matt. Yes, sir, and I thank you so much with that statement, you know, because we do need to not be talking anymore. We're wasting time right now. This is the time where we really have to be proactive. We got to be strategic because they're always planning. How can they come up with another way to stop us as the black and brown community? But it's not just about us. It's about our young people now. You know, we're older. So now we've got to leave generational wealth and legacy. And I'm with great honor. I'm excited to have my, she's the co-founder of the Trade Authority, Woman of God, mentor of hundreds of thousands. Matter of fact, Sister Joyce and I, we started out with her in Epic. She has now started the Trade Authority, her and her partner, Coach Ryan, young man that just accepted Christ this weekend. I mean, I'm super excited because these are young 29-year-olds making seven figures, but they're willing to give. And they have, and now, Sister Joyce, they're doing it for free. So she's going to give y'all some information. Coach Max, with that, I bring you to the platform. Share what God has given you and the vision to spread this as to many as millions as you can to help them become empowered in this season in what we call the 4X arena.
Hi, hello, good evening. Can everybody hear me clearly?
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you for that amazing introduction, Sister Ella. So good evening to everyone. As Ella has told you all, my name is Coach Max. I am 29 years old and retired from a skill set called trading foreign exchange currency. Some of you may have heard about this, called trading Forex. So that's basically what I do. I teach people all across the globe how to do this. And it is about time that, you know, we have a platform where we can teach as young as middle school age children how to trade. We just launched this platform literally less than 48 hours ago, and already we have over 1,000 people inside our community ready to learn how to trade. Trading has absolutely freed me and my business partner, Ryan DeFreitas. We have been trading collectively for over a decade. We have that much experience, and one of the things that we want to do is impact inner city charter school children. I have been a part of a platform prior to that was an MLM platform. There I sat as the director of Forex education and training. However, because of the MLM, I was not able to touch the lives of children the way that I wanted to because of the business structure. Here we have a place now where grandparents and their grandchildren can sit together and learn how to trade. We have a place where we'll be able to touch inner city schools. We have a place where I'll be able to teach people how to earn profit by trading currency. One of the things that we are most proud of is that over the last 2 years, we have been able to impact over 100,000 people in 135-plus countries. We have been able to create multiple six-figure earners off of the knowledge and curriculum that myself and Ryan DeFreitas have put in place, and we're extremely proud of that. So it is my honor on tonight to let you guys know that our school is open. The community that we did create is absolutely free. The website is www.thetradeauthority.com. And, you know, one of the things that I'm very, very excited about is that we are leading this new school, this new platform with the love and the joy of Almighty God. You know what I'm saying? Even within our logo, it says Kingdom Profits inside our logo for this company, this school, because we want to lead with God first. And a lot of people have fallen away from the things that God has done for us. So we just want to spread the word about that. And we're very excited that we have parents who, you know, may have made some financial mistakes in their lives, but, you know, we can correct that by bringing up the next generation the right and properly way. The last thing I do want to say is that I have single-handedly trained people from, you know, the age of 16 all the way up to my oldest student. She was 71 years old and has successfully learned how to trade. So we're not worried about, you know, the who. We want all to come, women, men, children, to come onto our platform and learn this skill set. And it is our honor and our pleasure to be able to share this skill set with you guys as well. We will hope to see you in our classes, our training, and on our platform. And with that being said, thank you guys for having me on tonight. I know this is short notice, but I do appreciate it. And I cannot wait to see our people now stepping up and earning, you know, quite like Ryan and myself, you know, creating astronomical incomes that sound insane. However, you know, God has just blessed us in that way to share the platform with other people. So, again, with that being said, Ella, I turn that back over to you. I hope that everyone is excited, and I hope to see everybody inside my classes and training in the future. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks so much.
What is Coach's last name, or Coach's name again, please?
My last name, Coach Max Bakshazad.
Okay, Coach Max. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach,
just want to get your name correct. Spelled.
I'm sorry, Coach Max. Did you say you were 29 years old?
29 years old and retired, yes. You heard me correctly.
My world, congratulations. But, sister, you know we're a business association, and you know we need you. Myself,
yes.
Certified financial planner.
Yes,
brother,
yes.
We have Brother Harris on the line. He's also a certified financial planner. And he's also a certified real estate investor. And, of course, working with and our regional, Northeast Regional Director, Sister Woods, I just hope to continue to work with her because it's going to take us all. But like you said, we have to become vested in all of our financially vested in all of our communities in order to bring back the power that Black Belt Wall Street once had. And, of course, the white folks have stolen the Black Belt Wall Street. But that Black Belt Wall Street is still producing billions of dollars a year. But it's been taken away from us. And white folks are doing all kinds of investments in their communities all over this country and all over the world. We just mentioned that they're getting ready to send a $1 billion to Ukraine. And, of course, we just got acquainted with Ukraine just a few days ago. And, they can over $1 billion is being sent to them, but at the same time, those billions of dollars that they're able to give away is no more than the $1 billion that they have taken from us. And so again, we can see where we have to do it all over again. We have been our communities throughout history have been very successful in business. But again, we live in a white supremacy world that don't want to see Black folks do very well. But again, that's not going to bother us, but we need experts like yourself to continue to come on and teach and help our folks to become financially independent. Again, so thank you so much. And we hope that you will continue to work with us and share our professional services with the community. Again, I am going to turn it back over to our Northeast Regional Director, Sister Woods, and anybody who have any questions for any of our guest speakers, Of course, our mics are open, and you can ask your questions. Now, Sister Woods, I'm turning it back to you.
Thank you again, Elder Bynum and Brother Aziz and all the others that was on here. If possible, Coach Max, if you could give that information, the website again out to everyone, and then if anyone has any questions for her, this would be the time to ask.
Okay, yes, absolutely. So our website is thetradeauthority.com, www.thetradeauthority.com. And a little bit about, you know, first of all, thank you to the man that just spoke. You know, one of the reasons why I do this is because I was not in position a few years ago to finish college, you know what I'm saying, because my parents didn't have the money. And I started to realize that, you know, they want our community, and I'm talking about the Black community, to be dependent on student loans. And, you know, just so you all know why I was called to do this at the age of 20, okay, this is 9 years ago, I was, what, $100,000+ worth of debt because of student loans, because I wanted to just go to school. And I realized that's a problem in our community. We are not prepared to even send our children to school. By all God's grace, I was able to pay off my student loans cash in 2020 in the middle of the pandemic because of my skills. And from there, I've been able to teach people how to do the same thing. I've been blessed with an amazing business partner. You guys will see his face on the website. His name is Ryan DeFrede. He's, you know, young man, 32 years old, just like myself, retired. And together, we have been able to impact literally hundreds of thousands of lives, you guys. And, you know, we can teach anybody how to trade. The more people we have creating, you know, that income from home, right, that income within the household, yeah, the more we're able to invest into things like real estate. We can't talk real estate without money. We can't. A lot of people don't even have $5,000 in their savings, right? Just be realistic. So now we have something that can help people pioneer and break those generational curses right in their home. I'm the first seven-figure earner in my family, y'all, 29. Right, and that's by God's grace. And how many families can actually say that? Not many. So we've been able to do some amazing things. You know, I have a student, she, you know, worked full-time and everything like that, just wanted to save some money to get in vitro treatment so her and her husband can have a baby. And I'm telling y'all, last month, underneath my mentorship, she was able to do $100,000 last month trading, okay? That's just one of many testimonials that has come out of our platform. So, again, thetradeauthority.com, absolutely free for you to join right now.
Wow. I would like to comment. Amazing, amazing. Coach, I am so thrilled with what you're doing. This is what we're talking about in the Black Belt. We need high-growth entrepreneurs like Coach teaching our community how to duplicate. So what she has done, she's learned a skill that is a very technical, high-level skill. Now she's taken that skill, and she has 100x that skill. Not only to where she can make a seven-figure income, she's teaching other people how to make a seven-figure income. That is how we close the gap. That is how we buy up the block. That is how we rebuild our community, by us leading out front. If there's anything that I can do, number one, I'm going to join your platform. I love the name. It is very well thought out. It's genius. And this is what we want to support, and we're going to tell everybody that we know in our network about what you're doing, and I hope to meet you soon one day. Thank you so much.
And with that said, I just want to say that sister and everyone, we need you all to bring back the power of Black Belt Wall Street and know its history. So again, we ask you to join, or at least look at the potentials of joining. New Africa Business Association, Black Belt Wall Street Business Association, and we ask that you go to our website, which is would be the New Africa Business Association .com, Washington D.C. New Africa Business Association .com, Washington D.C. So we look forward to your continuing to participate and be a member of the nationwide Black Wall Street New Africa Business Association, And all of you that are going down to Selma, Alabama, to the Jubilee March and the John Lewis voting rights bill, please get in touch with our director, is Brother Harris, and before he leaves, he'll give you all his number again, so if you're down there. But every Wednesday, we're on this radio station talking about business and networking with those who are in business. We try to create new business jointly, and we're trying to, and we're already talking about putting businesses, if it's one business at a time, in the Black community. Sister just mentioned a few moments ago that when we go to a place like Selma, and you take told those who take the advantage of us, knowing that we're coming, and any other day their rooms go for probably $80 or $90, but knowing that we're coming, they jack their rates up to $400. You see, this is what happens, and Brother Harris was just talking about this. This is what happens when you don't own your own. Brothers and sisters, we're talking about building our own hotels down in Selma. We're talking about building our own hotels in every in many African-American communities across this country. And not only our own hotels, but whatever business that we go on the outside of our communities and do business with, those business needs to come right back into your communities. And why not? Because, again, by becoming vested in your communities and creating this business, you got a 29-year-old sister that just came on, and she's telling you that she's already making $1 million and being extremely fortunate. And, see, that's what business, I mean, like I said, I'm a certified financial planner. I'm retired, but I still work in finance, and, but I'm saying I know the independence. I know what that sister feel like when it comes to knowing the type of income that you can make and take care of not only your family, but just about anybody else that you want to take care of. Not only that, have employees working for you, and being able to pay them as to where their families also are living a decent life. And I can tell you right now, as an entrepreneur, all of my employees or anybody who's ever worked for me, it's good to work for another African-American. African-Americans don't look at this minimum wage because, again, we're going to be looking at how successful am I as a business person. And that and my success is going to roll right on over. It's going to be the residuals of what my employees receive, huge bonuses and whatever, because they help me to make these monies. But it's nothing like the independence of having your own business. And sometimes you don't have to be the owner of the business. You just have to be an investor in that business and receive the royalties that being a business investor can do for you. So, Sister are coming on, and we're going to be bringing on many other experts. We got all the talents we want right here in our communities, but it's got to come forward. And I am telling you, tonight's program, and I know we've had many, but tonight's program, it motivates me. And being having this blog radio now, Brother Aziz and I, this is our seventh year of being on the blog radio and talking about network marketing and business identification throughout our entire communities. So, again, thank you so much. We still got about 10 or 15 minutes, so I am going to turn it back over to Miss Woods, our Northeast Regional Director, and let her continue her comments. And then, she have any guests that she still needs to have to come on, Sister Woods, turn it back over to you.
Okay, thank you so much, Coach Max, again for coming on. I wasn't sure if Ryan was able to come on because you know technology has changed, and I know he's real. That's why you have to have partners that don't do what you do, but do what you do, you know, you do the other thing, because he's such a great example, because he's also looking at the robotic side of it that can help older people, because, of course, a lot of us, we, you know, get ready to retire, and you still want to make money. You want your money to work so that way you still leave a generational legacy for your children, children's children. I'm not sure if he's on the call. Are you there, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm here. Of course I'm here. Why wouldn't I be
here? Okay, great. Great, great, great. Thank you for coming on. She's already done the introduction, so if you could share a little bit about the system you've got, and then also some of the investment opportunities that might be available for some of the older gentlemen and women that might want to invest in the opportunity. Because, you know, even though we make money and have money, y'all are still parents, you know. Y'all have young babies. We don't have them. So I want you to share just a few minutes of what, you know, the awesome opportunity you shared with me this weekend. Thank you.
So can you guys hear me? You hear me well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for having me on board, and thank you for the beautiful introduction, Ella, Ms. Queen Ella. I want to also thank my beautiful business partner, Coach Max, who you guys heard from her earlier. And we are the Trade Authority. We're both seven-figure traders who both came from nothing in this industry. And we're both proud African-Americans, right? And we realize that there's a disconnect between us putting on our people first, right? Like, there's such a disconnect. Max will tell you, we just were on a call earlier today, you know, with a company that wants to pay us six figures, okay, to be traders with them. You know, there's a lot of companies that are trying to sign us up, you know, give us contracts, give us six figures, give us seven figures to build their own company. And I'm not racist or anything like that, right? But I'm more so for building my own people up. I'm more so for building our own, just as the gentleman before me said, right? Like, that's what myself, Ella, Coach Max, we all have our vision for, is building our people from the ground up and really rebuilding Black Wall Street from what it really once was. And so, you know, I've been trading, a little background about me, guys, is I've been trading for about 7 years. I don't know if you guys can mute yourself, because someone's phone's going crazy. But I've been trading for about 7 years now, and it's taken me years, guys, years to really master the market. You know, Max will tell you as well, too, we've been in this industry for a very, very long time, and there were no handouts. There were no anyone mentoring us, anyone helping us. We had to really figure this out, losing tens of thousands of dollars. Me, myself, personally, I lost, you know, well over six figures in the market, right? So it took a long time to figure this out. But through the grace of God, I literally have created a software that will enable traders to trade with ease in the market. So it's not automated. It's not like it's going to instantly make you a millionaire. You just click a button. No, we still have to teach you. You still have to understand, right, the basics of trading, which is why we created the Trade Authority, so that you can truly learn from what we're going to give you, but also now you have the tools. And that's really the most important thing, not only the knowledge, but now you have the tools to duplicate and become successful in the market and put your kids' kids on and your family on. Like, that's our mission, right? So I've created, basically, like I said, a software to enable traders to duplicate and trade a lot easier than it would be to trade manually. Max, we actually just finished it. And because of that software, I literally just made like $25,000 today in 2 hours. You know, Max saw it today. You know, it kind of just finished. She was like, am I lying, Max? You were like, yo, is this the software I showed it to you? And she was like,
yeah.
She was like, oh, my God. She was like, you don't understand how many millionaires were. I'm like, I know. You know, I've been working on the software for over a year and a half, guys. So this software is my baby, right? It's everything to me. And there's no other group of people that I would want to give it to than my own, right? And trust me, a lot of the companies want to buy the software. A lot of companies want to white label the software. They want to give contracts to me and Max and all that type of stuff, and we've turned all of them down because we want to do it our way with our own rules and help our own people. So just so you guys know where our hearts are, right, like we've put in so much years into this game, and we're giving it for free, 100% free, and we're willing to help the collective as you guys are. And I know Ella wanted to also wanted me to speak on the investment opportunity because Max and myself are in the process of creating a hedge fund, right? So that's really my ultimate goal. You know, I'm not stopping at just helping the people, right? Just like you guys said, we need money. Let's be serious here. If we're going to buy the block, quote-unquote, right, and we're going to take back what was rightfully owed to us, we need money, okay? Yes. We cannot move in this world without money, and we need more than a couple million.
Right.
We need more than 5 million. We need more than 10 million. We really need more than 20, 30 million. That's really baby money. If you're talking hotels, if you're talking land development, if you're talking, like, you know, really how we want to get big, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. How are we, well, let's be realistic. How are we going to get that? I'm trying to tell you guys, trading is definitely the vehicle, right? If you, like, if we take what I did, 20, 25K, let's just say 25K a day, right? That's five times a week. That's 125,000 a week, right? You do the math on that, that's 500,000 a month, okay? Like, we times that by 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people, okay? Right? Or we can collectively pull our money together, start a hedge fund, and that's what I'm in the process of doing right now, right? So if you guys actually have money that you would like to earn interest on way better than the banks, you know, the banks aren't giving you any money. Even stock portfolios, 401ks, they're not giving you really good returns. I mean, 5, 10, 20%, that's real cute, but we can do that easily a week for you. You know, 5, 10, 20% a week is easy, okay? But they won't tell you that. The banks won't tell you that, right? They won't tell you that it's that easy. So, like I said, we're fully invested into helping the collective, into helping the mission, and I'm here as a servant. So if you guys ever want to reach out to me personally, feel more than welcome because I'm here for y'all. So, you know, that's my time. I'll give it back to you, Ella.
Let me, and brother, just before you go, this is Bilal Bynum again. What you're saying is what you're saying is that our entire country really needs this information, and Black Belt Wall Street, and those of us who have been more or less in charge of the movement, we
right.
want to take experts like you and all of our business experts. Now, we know we'll be down in Selma this weekend, but we need to take our information on the road, on the highway. We're planning on visiting several different cities or communities, hopefully this year, as to where we can go to these communities and actually give our presentations and start, like you said, putting businesses in our communities. One of the things I know when you start talking about your hedge funds, and I think this is wonderful. I was looking at Russia. Russia's stock market has been totally closed, and we know
right.
when this conflict that's going on between the neighbors actually. It's going to have to come to an end. But when it comes to an end, we know a country as powerful and as big as Russia, its markets are going to come back into the open markets. And my question to you, and I've been considering this, even though I'm retired, and, you know, when you retire, you said, the last thing I want to do is invest money. But, no, that's just not true. At this point, as a retiree, knowing what I know, and I know that the African-American community is where our gold mine is at. I mean, we as African-Americans, the monies as consumers, the monies we spend as consumers, when that money started rolling around back in our communities like it did during the time of the Black Belt, that's when that hundreds of millions of dollars will be given us. But my question to you is getting back to the Russian market. What do you think about preparing ourselves right now, especially with the hedge funds that you're talking about starting?
Right.
And with your expertise, I think that market, that Russian market, and of course, now you're talking, and of course, it's always a situation where you want to buy low, and at the time, you can buy low. And I think this is going to be a wonderful opportunity because you got some of the richest companies in the world doing business with Russia. And so what do you think about when their markets do come back into play, we as African Americans can be ready to take the advantage of investments in their particular
right.
market? And that's my question.
Okay, no problem, my brother. So I will say this, guys, is that everything that goes on with the market is already planned. It is 100% manipulated. It is 100% a game, okay? And anything that the market does, whether it's a crash or an economic boom, it's because price is either kind of overbought or oversold, just to kind of make it make sense. All right, you know, it's overextended. And so nothing that is happening in the world, right, and that's correlating to the market as far as, like, stocks going up or down is a surprise to me ever. And Max will tell you that as well too, right? We can see things before they happen. And it's because when you know how to read the chart, right, the charts are like a language. Have you ever, guys, tried to learn a new language? You know, if you don't know Spanish and you try to learn Spanish, it probably seems really hard. You're like, holy crap, how do I even start, right? But you have to start with azul, blue, roja, red, verde. You have to start somewhere, right? With us, you have to start with candlesticks.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start with patterns. You have to, like, you have to be able to read the language of the market. If you can read it and understand it, which is what we teach, okay, then you'll be able to accurately have an edge and predict what's going to happen. So everything that's going on with Russia, man, that's not a surprise to me. Oil prices are going to go up. Gold is going to skyrocket. Okay? The indices are taking a very hard retracement right now. Like, you know, crypto is going to start to boom this year. These are all consequences of just the market. Right, it's not a shock to us because we're able to read the charts ahead of time. So once you can really read the charts and understand it, which is what we teach, you'll be able to accurately predict what to invest in properly. So when you're saying how can we take advantage, the way you take advantage, my brother, is really just learning the skill. You know, it's not taking one stock or one, and trying to buy it early. What I will say, the safe haven, just for everyone as a base, right, because I know a lot of you guys are an older crowd, cryptocurrency this year is going to go up. Okay?
Yeah.
If you don't have any money in cryptocurrency, you are doing yourself a disservice. Okay? I know it's new, right? But I want you guys to think about this. Imagine getting in the stock market in the 1980s. Okay? When the stock market first emerged and holding on to those stocks that first came out now, and we're in 2022. Imagine how much money you would have made. Now I want you to make that parallel with cryptocurrency. It is a market that's in its infancy still. So there's a lot of ups and downs, twists and turns, but it is still a baby. And if you take some time to really research and study it and just invest in a few different coins, just like a stock, you invest in maybe 8-10 different stocks, a portfolio, right? You create a portfolio for yourself in cryptocurrency, I guarantee you'll have way better returns than someone who's in the stock market or probably even trading. So if you're looking for just sound, hey, where can I put my money and just let it sit for a good 6 months, a year, 2 years, and get good returns? Cryptocurrency. And again, Max and myself will be teaching that to you guys. So we're not only going to teach you Forex, but also that as well.
All right, brothers and sisters, we only got about 9 seconds before we go off the air. But I hope all of you, we have to continue. Every Wednesday, we're on from 7 until 9. So again,
Brother Belial, before you guys go off, you know, you were speaking about Russia. In addition to the Forex and all like that, we need to look into the commodity market. Because they speak of you can come in with your, where it's going down or going up, and when you meet your strike. But now this is one thing that, you know, as a PR person, I wanted to put it on the brothers and sisters' mind while you're in Selma, and if you make that march across the bridge into Montgomery, please, if you get an opportunity to visit the Legacy Museum, but make sure you go over there to that. It's called the National Museum for Peace and Justice, and see all those rows and rows and rows of the places where we were lynched. Now, in the 48 states.
10 seconds before we go off the air, I'd like to have Brother Harris.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. But if you can make it there, go.
Thank you,
Sister Joyce, because I'm definitely going to go check it out. I appreciate that information. I'm all about history. Down here in Jacksonville, I got to see all the graves that they have.
Yeah. What is this good for? Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Absolutely.
Say it again, y'all.
What is this good for? Absolutely.
Now listen to me.